We had a higher response rate to ZD6474, but the primary endpoint of the study was progression-free survival. We were looking for a progression-free survival that favored ZD6474 that was better than IRESSA. The IRESSA progression-free survival outcome was exactly the same as it's been seen in other studies, with a little over a two-month median, and the progression-free survival with ZD6474 was statistically significantly better, something of around 11 weeks or so, so 11 and a half weeks, so about 3 months versus 2 months. About a 45% improvement in progression-free survival comparing ZD6474 to gefitinib, IRESSA. So that was the signal we were looking for to tell us whether or not it would be worthwhile pursuing additional, more costly, and larger, more definitive clinical trials. The crossover or the switchover part of the study was also important. There were, I think, over 35 patients in the IRESSA arm that made the crossover to ZD6474, and about 30 patients in the ZD6474 arm that made the crossover to IRESSA. Crossing over from IRESSA to ZD6474, we had a disease control rate, when you look at confirmed stabilization for 8 weeks or longer, of somewhere in the neighborhood of around 35 to 40%, which is pretty good considering all of these patients had disease progression on IRESSA. We would interpret that as meaning that these patients clearly did not have tumors that were sensitive to EGFR inhibition. And so that disease stabilization, we believe, points to ZD6474's VEGFR-targeted properties.
What about responses?
No objective responses.
I don't know, you know, some of these things like 3 versus 2 months or, you know, there's very small numbers. Sort of taking a step back, kind of look at it clinically as opposed to statistically, it sounds a little bit not too impressive. Yeah.
Well, remember, the purpose of these randomized phase 2 trials are not to establish the clinical utility of these drugs. It's to get a signal that indicates, should we go on with the larger, more expensive phase 3 trials?